and went her way into the city and said unto the men,
yeah.
Come see a man.
Come see a man.
Oh, Lord.
Come see a man.
Come see a man. You know about this man named Jesus?
All right, man.
The Son
of the Living God.
Of the Living God. Yeah. I come to tell you that Jesus is the author and the finisher of my life. I don't know about you, but I've learned and I've discovered serving the Lord a payoff after a while. It may not come when you want it to come, but just keep your hands in God's unchanging hands. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God, and all things were made by Him. That was man. That was a man sent from God named John. But John came and said, there's a man that's coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlatch, or not to unlatch or unstrap. But Jesus came and submitted himself to John and said, I need you to baptize me. Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? Went to a wedding one day and found out he just didn't go to the wedding, but he went to the reception as well. He didn't think he was all there, but I heard they had ran out of wine. And I heard they went to Jesus' mother and in the land of Canaan, Galilee. And the Bible said, his mother said, whatever he do.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on K-A-Y-T. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to take the time to thank you once again for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As an announcement, we are serving Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program that takes place this Wednesday, February the 25th, 11:30 a.m. through 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and unperishable food items along with a hot meal are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Elder Jeffrey Johnson, one of the associate elders at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
John 15, 12 to 13 verse says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ephesians, the second chapter, first through the fourth, through the fifth verse. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. I'm coming today with you, greater love. Greater love. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, ushers. I am honored and thank God for this opportunity just to be before you right now. Because, of course, I always say this, I don't take it for granted. I don't believe in wasting your time. I have prayed. I have woke up around 2, 3, 5, whatever time God woke me up to make sure that I was giving you what God said. I don't like to give you something that Jeffrey said, because Jeffrey's word has just got, it may just be a good saying, but God's word has power, and I want to give what he wants to give. In the book of John, it was in that whole 15th chapter, Jesus was talking. He, at the beginning of that chapter, he talked about being the true vine, and we are his branches, and God is the stump, the root of everything. And he wanted to let them know that he was talking to his disciples, and he was talking to the people, and he was letting them know who he is and what we are to him. We also want to let us know that that who's not a part of him, that does not come along with him, is not a part of him, who does not trust in him, who does not believe in him, they are being cut off. And when you're cut off, God said that those things, or those sticks or whatever, men will gather and they will burn. They will get rid of them. So let me let you know something. When you're not connected to Jesus, when you're not connected to Jesus, you already are in trouble. That's why we are in this life, that because we know we are connected. Hello, when we know that we're connected, then we know that we have God with us. I said something the other day, and I'm gonna stick by it just because right now that's what, until the Lord changes it. But we always say this saying, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on, he's right on time. And I said, I'm going to even go further than that, that you don't even have to wait till he comes when he wants, because if he's in you and he's a part of you, we talked about this morning, you're hollow, but then now you're hollow. So therefore, he's filled you with his spirit. Therefore, he's with you at all times. You don't have to wait till just because you're in the trouble that is around you that you are in, that you have to call on God. But you should call on God, but you're just calling for his help to help remember, remind you what's in you that he has put in you. If you are studying God's word, if you have surrendered to God and you have given your life to Christ, then you are already his. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you're a lift, if you never leave me, that means you're always with me. So I'm never alone. This is the love of God. And so Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was telling them about the love he has that's in him is from God. And the love that he has for the love that's in Jesus is from God. Uh-huh. And the love that Jesus has is in the disciples. And if they believe and obey him. Uh-oh. Now you read that word. It didn't say if they decide to, you know, go along with, but he said to obey me. Read your word. And go back and read that. And so when he told them that they had to obey him, he said, but if you don't obey me, you're cutting yourself short. Because when I'm in you, and my word abides in you, you can ask what you will. Huh? And you can ask God in my name. Not Jeffrey, but Jesus. In Jesus' name. And he will do it. Now, wait a minute. Why is there such a connection? Because you got to understand that you have to be connected. Remind you, he's the true vine. We are the branches. And if God is the root, how can the branches get to the root unless they go through Jesus? So everything that comes through us that we can get to from God, it has to come through Jesus. I know the Bible said, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Now, I'm preaching this in the way because of the fact that God has blessed me with this, because I trouble. I think about those who are so lost, who are trying to exclude Jesus. You got to understand, there's a lot of people who is talking about the Most High. They'll talk about God. They talk about Allah. They talk about everything else. But they will not mention Jesus. They will talk about him, but it's like he's just a martyr man. He was a man in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? A prophet. But yet, but we know he's more than just that. Oh, my God. He's the Son of the living God. Bright and morning star. El Shaddai. Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The door. The Lamb of God. You got to know who he is. You know, I'm not telling you to know about him. I'm telling you to know him for yourself. Hallelujah. Hold on, Brother Moses. Hold on. I'm getting there. So at this point, he's got to the disciples, and he said, this is my commandment. After he talked about the love that they need to have, because he wanted the same God, the godly love in them that he had in himself. See, Jesus doesn't want you to have something that's like his. He wants you to have what he has. Oh, I'm going to say that again. He's not trying to give you a counterfeit of what he has, but he wants you to have the actual real thing. You can give me a Coke and you give me a Mr. Pibb, but I'm telling you, I know the difference. You give me an RC Cola and you give me a Pepsi, I'm going to tell you, I know the difference. Huh? You give me some false religion and give me Jesus, I know the difference. Hallelujah. And so he told him, says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Okay, so Jesus is an example to all of us. He made sure that he was showing love in order for them to have love, but he had to love them first, right? And because he loved them first, they learned how to love through his example. And then he told them this. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. For his friends. And he put an S on it because he got more than one friend. So with this friends thing, he was letting them know, because read above that. Before he got to them, he's telling them, he says, because I understand that as a servant doesn't know what the master wants to do. See, a servant only takes the orders for what the master wants. And all he does, he knows when he's told what to do and when to do it, how to do it, and come back, and that's it. But when you're a friend, I share some things. Now, that's my friend over there. That's my brother and my friend over there. And I share some things with him because he's a friend. And when I share those things with Elder Darrell, it's things that are intimate, something that's real close to me. And then he knows sometimes just my look and my actions. He knows we just got this look like, bruh. He's like, yeah, I know, bruh. Right? Because there's a connection here. So when the disciples were so close to Jesus, that there was a connection, that he said, you'll know my heart. You won't have to question what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm doing. Because he's not doing anything out of order. And so he was even telling them that, because at some point, I'm not going to die for my service, but I'm going to die for my friends. And you are my friends. Huh? How many wants to be a friend of God? Oh, that song came out. I am a friend of God. Yeah, we know it. And we sing it. But are you really truly a friend? I'm going to give you a chance to find out. Jesus spoke with his disciples. He commanded them to love one another. Jesus let them know that he loved them enough to lay down his life for his friends, which were the disciples. This is because they were obedient and called friends and no more servants. So these are some questions. How close are you to Jesus? Check this out. Are you always obeying the word of God or just when you choose to do so? Don't answer that, y'all. Are you being obedient when God tells you to do something? Are you trusting and depending on God at all times or just when you think you can't handle something? See, we get to a place that we know, oh, I got this. But the Lord said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And then he got down here to verse 7. He said, and be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. If your answer is no to all three of those questions I asked, then you need to repent. And that's just the truth. That's nothing against nobody. And repentance is a chance for you just to get it right. Huh? Paul said, I die daily. You just because, you know, we try to use repent as a bad word. And it's not. It's really just a chance for you to come to God and say, God, I still got something left on me. Can we get this off me? Because he said he coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. Did he not? Without spot or wrinkle. It's clean. Holy. I'm almost through. The beautiful part of God's love. The beautiful part of God's love is that even though he knows you are not completely obeying, he does not stop loving you. That's that greater love, y'all. Huh? Jesus knew that we were not going to obey. He knew we were going to not get in. He knew that the word was going to be preached. You was going to get saved. You were going to live for a little while. You're going to backslide, go back out to the world, come back in. He knew you were going to mess up again. He said, I'm still going to give my life. That's the greater love. I had a Psalms 51. If you read Psalms 51, this was when David got exposed by Nathan. He got exposed by the Lord through Nathan. And he had told him, you slept with Bathsheba, and you got that man put him on the front line, and you thought you was getting away with it. You thought nobody see it. But God wants to let you know right now that with that things that you did in the dark are fixing to be revealed unto you in your own eyes. Some of y'all think y'all getting away with what you're doing. You might not show it here at the church. You might not show it at Walmart. But let me tell you something. Even in your secret place, God knows what you're doing. He knows what you're thinking. Huh? He knows your heart. That's the beautiful part. Because God don't look at your outward, man. He said, I search the heart. So he know what's in there. And how does he know that? Because he's already there. God is everywhere. Beholding the good and the evil. Ooh, come on, y'all. I'm preaching, y'all. Y'all pray with me. I'm almost through. And at some point, David realized that from the very first verse, he started, repenting, asking God. He asked God for mercy according to his loving kindness. He cried out for tender mercies. He asked God to blot out his transgressions, which is just to wipe away sins committed by him. That's all it was. And washed away his iniquity, the secret sin. That's that stuff we don't see. That you do when we ain't around. That stuff you watching on TV that you know you don't need to be watching. When you're on the computer doing stuff that you don't need to be doing. And when you're calling somebody that you're saying about the person that you shouldn't be saying about. That's that secret stuff. Confess his sin before the Lord. Created, and then he got to verse 10, and he said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. We need to come to God and ask him to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. If we are always going back and forth and coming back and forth to God and we're not surrendering wholeheartedly, then we need a new spirit. You need your spirit renewed. Uh-huh. Ephesians, finally got there. Ephesians, the second chapter, first to the fourth and the fifth verse. Paul was just reminding the people of once when they were in sin. Right now, I'm just reminding you, you used to do some stuff. Oh, Lord. And you look at you now, you think about what you used to do, where you once was. What God and how the devil just used you in a certain way, and you just allowed him to have his way through you. And you were trying your best to hide it from everybody. And it was like when my daddy told me that people, when I was right here in Leesville, they said, your daddy the pastor. I said, that's right. He the pastor. I'm not. He's the preacher. I'm not. And my friends wouldn't even hand me the beer when I would ask for it. And that was one reason, because they have more respect for my father. They said, your daddy is not going to get me for putting something in your hand. And I used to get upset because, see, I thought I could just do anything I wanted to do. Now, daddy was true. He told me, he said, son, you can't do everything. You can't be everything. You can't get away with the things you think you can get away with. There's a calling in your life, and you just can't see it right now, but you're going to see it someday. But I want you to know that the things that you think you're getting away with, God has already revealed them to me, and I ain't going to let you just go out there and live any kind of way, so you got to make a decision this day. And let me tell you something. Parents, you young parents, new parents out there in the world, please, please, please get saved and talk to your children. Warn them ahead of time before they get into the trouble. Let them see that the stuff that you went through that they don't need to go through. This is what God requires us to show love to our children, and if we love them, we'll tell them the truth. My youngest son is my testimony. I tell you this, this young man here gave me the blues. You know the word where they say you reap what you sow? Every bit of it, and then some. And it's crazy parts. We have our differences. And even in our differences, God still puts him in my heart to pray for him every morning, every day. And I got three of them now. I got three and I got eight grandkids. But this one here, he just lets him stay before me because he's so smart. We have this thing. And I'm like my dad, like what he just said. He said, you can just turn your back and say, I ain't going to do nothing else. This is it. The Negro go out there, do whatever you want to do. Don't come back to me. Right? That's what we feel. But God, somewhere in the middle of the night, says you can't do that. When you were out there, did you remember when you remember what you were doing? And you remember when you came to the altar? And you remember when you went back to that? And you went back to it again? And then you promised you weren't going to do it again? But yet still, 2 years later, you came right back to it? You were still out there and you still came back? But here it is. Now you're standing on the ground because now you got it right. But then, what if I'd have gave up on you? And he won't let me. He wouldn't let me do that. I said, thank you. And what does the song say? What is this? Yes, Lord. And so it's the Holy Spirit dwelling in me, and I thank God that he used me, and he allows me to tell my son the truth. And even see, the truth hurts, y'all. And I was telling my son about some of the things he was doing, and we went back and forth and everything, and yet still, I had to do it. I knew it hurt. It hurt me. I understand now. It hurts me more than it hurts you, because I didn't want to be the one to tell him you were wrong. Huh? But you got to tell it. And when you tell it, you're really showing love to them because you want them to not be what you once was with. You don't want them to go what you went through. Some of the stuff we made it out only by the grace of God. My God. Some of us are still here and we got a nerve. Let me say that again. We are only here by the grace of God. And yet we still don't come in here and praise God the way we should. My time is running up. Give me five more Kojic minutes. Just five. All right, five. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. He said Kojic. He let me get the five Kojic. So I'm finishing this up. Paul was telling us, he reminded them of what the sins that we're in and then what we have been in. And we know that what the sins that we were in. But even though the sins that we were in, we are not in that no more. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for a new mind. I thank God for a new way of living. I thank God for a new way of trying to please God rather than please myself. I really, even to this day, if my wife decides she don't want to live for God, I'm saying, baby, you got to do what you got to do, but I'm going with the Lord. As much as I love her. But up to the point now, they say 10 tones down, I'm standing firm on God's word. And even in this, so he was saying, now, even though you were in all your sins, you were doing the fleshy things in your mind and in your heart, because he didn't say just in your flesh, but he said also in your mind. So some things that you thinking, the thing that you plotting, the thing that you're holding on to, that you're holding a grudge over a sister that did something to you 19 years ago when you was in high school, and you 45 years old and got kids and grown and everything, and you still holding a grudge every time you see that sister. Brother man, if old girl left you and she went with Bebo, whatever his name is, and went with Bebo, that was her choice. That ain't got nothing to do with her and that man that you was looking at. He ain't still your girl. Oh, y'all come on with me for a minute here. Outside of that, he said, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us from Christ, with Christ, by grace, y'all saved. We're saved by the grace of God. It's all because God loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. After all this, the conversation was passed with letting them know about the sinful lust and talking about their high-minded and full of pride, no desire to live holy before God. You know, that was a time we didn't have a mind to live for God. We just wanted to live. Because they told you, do what you want to do. It's your thing. Huh? That's what the word said. I know. Y'all know. I wouldn't always say, but I heard it. I heard what they said out there. I heard it. Huh? Yeah. And then somewhere in there, that you had to finally get into the place where you know God, because the word was going forth to you. And mama was praying for you, and grandmama was praying for you, your daddy was praying for you, and the Lord and the saints of God who didn't even know your name were still praying for you. And yet still the people who are all who don't even know you today are still interceding for you right now. But God, the God of all comfort, oh my God, the almighty and powerful God, the God of mercy, that has so much mercy and love and kindness, that he loved mankind, that he gave his only begotten son to die for you and me, made a way through Jesus because there was no other way. You can kill all the bulls and sheep all you want, but there's only Jesus that can take your sins to the cross. It was only Jesus who died and laid down his life. He said, they didn't take my life, I laid it down. And you got to understand, that's a surrendering, that he was willing to give his life for you and me. Jesus laid down his life for us willingly. That's the greater love. Come on, Brother Moses, we're finna go in. God's love is greater because his love is pure. It's fresh and new every day. It's never failing. It's constant and persistent. It's perfect in every way. Giving is giving just to heal you, whether it's in your body or in your spirit. It lives and it is still alive. God's love is alive today. The love that we have that's in us is the love of God that's in us from him. There's nothing good in this flesh. It's merciful. It's precious. It's joyful. It's patient. It's gentle. Trustworthy and holy. God's love always comes to us. God's word always there for us. God's word always takes care of us. And let me show you how good it is, how powerful it is. God's love is powerful. Powerful. How powerful is his love? Powerful enough to help us in the time of need. Powerful enough to forgive us of our worst sins. Powerful enough to overcome hatred. Powerful enough to overcome addiction. Powerful enough that when you don't know what to do, he keeps on keeping you. Powerful enough to restore your marriage. Powerful enough to, as a father and mother who was never there, to forgive you of your sins. To watch over their children. To forgive their children and tell them, come on back home. Powerful enough that when your mother and father were not there, you still forgave them. Hallelujah. Powerful enough to change a nation and stop wars. That's the love of God. Woo! Thank you, God. Woo! Oh, my God. Powerful enough to see past my faults and see past your faults and to say, I understand when you did it intentionally or on purpose or was an accident. I still forgive you because the love of God that's in my soul will help you and will help me, because forgiveness is throwing away every sin so that God can take me to another level. I thank God that he's just that good, and his love is so powerful that he won't let me stay who I am, and he takes me to be like Christ because God is so good. Oh my God. And just as Jesus did, he was so powerful enough, he laid down his life for the sinner, you and me, to give us hope so that we could get right, so we can be with the Father in the last need of day. Powerful enough to save the world. And I want to say this, God has the greater love. And if you don't have his love, your love is okay, but you need a greater love. The greater love that's in you, that's from God through Jesus Christ. I pray today that you will